sorrowful than you find the tenses in the English. And so it is that in the Greek, where there is the present tense, it's not just an affirmation that something is sort of happening. There is an affirmation that it is an ongoing happening. Now, having said that, let me read to you from the last page of the Bible. "And the Spirit and the bride say, come." The word "say," what tense? Oh, it's obvious. It's not "the Spirit and the bride shall say," or "the Spirit and the bride has said." But the affirmation in the Greek language is the Holy Spirit of God and the bride. Obvious by the time you get to the last page of the Bible, you know that the bride has reference to the church itself. The Spirit and the bride are saying, come. Aren't you glad? There will come that time when the Spirit will no longer say, come. On the day of judgment, the Lord could say to individuals, there was that ongoing affirmation and invitation from heaven that said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. But it's a past tense. The Spirit and the bride used to say, come, but not any longer. For the time will come when the invitation will cease to be extended. And we've made the point before that we ought not to expect grace on the day of judgment. It's in this life where God is gracious. The day of judgment is the pronouncing of the judgment that God has made in reference to our response to His grace. And aren't you glad that right now the Holy Spirit invites people to come in the very similar words to the words of the New Testament? The Holy Spirit words in Acts 2 said, "With many other words did he," Peter, "testify and exhort, saying, save yourself." Ongoing thing. He kept on and on saying, save yourself. That's what was happening then. But those are not his words. They're the words of the Spirit. He was speaking as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so it was throughout that New Testament world. Holy Spirit filled individuals would stand and invite people on behalf of God. There was no Bible. And so an inspired man stood and said, come. It was the Spirit of God inviting individuals to come. And that invitation has not ceased. It's not a Holy Spirit-inspired preacher that stands, but a Holy Spirit-inspired word that gives that same invitation. And the bride of Christ, to whom God has entrusted the truths, the church, the pillar and the ground of the truth, say, come. And that's really what an invitation song is all about. That the bride of Christ might encourage individuals to have the very, very thoughts of this invitation song that we sing, I am resolved no longer to linger. I'll come. I will hasten unto Him. Why? He's the only hope I've got. Well, how do you come to Him? In simple faith, believing with all of your heart that Jesus is the Son of God. To turn away from wrong, the Bible word for that decision to turn away is repentance. To confess your faith in Jesus and then to be immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins. And then He adds you to the church and you become a part of the bride that says, come. The witness of heaven, the invitation of heaven, rather, of the Holy Spirit that says, come, and the invitation from the church, the bride of Jesus on the earth, that is now saying, come. You'd be a part of it. And then the Lord says, just be faithful until the day that you die, and I'll give you the crown of life. If you're not following the Lord, won't you this night resolve to follow Him? And let it be known by coming to the front as together we stand and sing. Will you come?